I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut at WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
It's 8:09. On Saturday morning, November 28th. Of course, that means it's the last Saturday of the month. And as we've been doing here for so many years, we are always so happy to have our folks from the United Way join us for our Community Connections program. And my co-host, of course, as always, every month, Paula Gilberto, who's the president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And this particular program, this being Thanksgiving just the other day, we're going to talk about gratitude and especially where it concerns COVID-19 support services. So let's say good morning to Paula. How are you, Paula?
I'm doing very well, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was nice. It was quiet. It was different. I'm sure as many people experienced this year.
Well, let's hope this is not a, this new norm stuff has to stop. I want to get back to norm. That's what I remember. Hey, I speaking of gratitude and speaking of thank you, before we get into this, I just heard an interview with Dolly Parton the other day, because of course she's got the Christmas movie that just started on Netflix, and she is just so, one of the most amazing people I think on this earth is Dolly. Can you just say a couple of words about her reading program that she has put into place? And I know this isn't with our script, and that's what I usually do to you, but I just heard this interview last night. Can you just say a couple of words about that?
Yeah. Happy to. Dolly Parton established the Imagination Library years ago, very committed to early literacy and also very committed to paying things forward. The program is such that for every child that's born through to age five, that child will receive an age-appropriate book mailed to his or her home once a month from birth to age five. So by the time the child's 5 years old, they'll have a home library of 60 books. And that's really important in terms of brain development and in terms of literacy development. And having a home library is one of those added enrichment opportunities. Our United Way is partnering with Connecticut Children's Medical Center, St. Francis Hospital, and Hartford Hospital. And together, our four organizations have brought the Dolly Parton Imagination Library to Hartford to start with. So we're partnering with the hospitals, children born to Hartford households. You know, it's already launched, and we're also working with great nonprofit partners who have who work with parents and who are able to enroll their children in this program. People who have children in Hartford, you know, newborns to age five, can go to our website, it's UnitedWayInc.org. On the search function, just put in Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and you can register your child as well. And this is all made possible thanks to generous donors and thanks to our generous hospital partners.
Well, I got to tell you, Paula, I was like jumping up and down in my car when they were talking about it. Willie Geist from the Today Show just did an interview with her, and he has these Sunday sit-downs, and he does a longer version on his podcast, and he did an incredible interview with Dolly. But all of a sudden, they started talking about this, and she had said that she was motivated by many years ago by her dad, who mm-hmm. wasn't able to read at all. And she said, mm-hmm. Carsten, darling, there's nothing wrong with not knowing how to read and write. You know, I mean, she was just, her attitude was great. But she mm-hmm. said something like, I think they're up to like 143 million books. It's huge.
It is huge. And it's statewide in Tennessee. And I just want to thank on air Dr. Jim Schmerling, who's the CEO of Connecticut Children's Medical. He's from Tennessee, and when he was in Tennessee, he was one of the people that worked with the Dolly Parton Imagination Library to bring it statewide. Now he's in Connecticut. He approached me a few years ago. We talked about an opportunity to partner, both feeling very strongly, both our organizations, about the importance of nurturing brain development in children and the importance of reading at grade level. You know, Steve, we've talked about this before, but for our listeners, just to know, children learn to read through to the end of third grade. And after that, the curriculum changes dramatically. So you have to know how to read in order to continue to keep learning. And children who aren't reading at grade level by the start of the fourth grade may be more prone to dropping out of high school when they get to that age. Because, again, that frustration just mounts.
Well, I tell you, I was just so blown away by it. And I remember, I believe you brought him in the studio with you, too, didn't we?
That's right.
I remember when we did a program on that. Okay, mm-hmm. So now, Paula, since I totally thrown off the entire thing, and I'm sure that Annie is out there who puts the programs together going, wait a minute, what's he talking about? But I just was so, to hear her actually speak about the program was just so incredible. I really, mm-hmm. I recommend that people do look into the program because it's done so much. All right, Paula, let's do this. Let me just take a quick, we got like a 30-second break here. And then let's jump right back into what the program's all about today, which is about gratitude. Sound good to you, mm-hmm. Paula?
That's great. Thank you.
All right, Matt, let's take a quick break.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut at WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
And we are back with Paula Gilberto. This is our Community Connections program for the United Way. And Paula, we did want to talk a lot about today, and I know we are always working with an abbreviated program, so let's go straight into this. We want to talk about gratitude. What this month mm-hmm. is obviously Thanksgiving, and it's mm-hmm. all about gratitude. But we have a lot of stuff to be grateful for that has to do with COVID-19. So mm-hmm. what's this all about?
Yeah, sure, Steve. So I think, you know, during the holiday season, we all have this opportunity, hopefully, to pause. You know, it's typically a very joyful time of the year, and yet at the same time, we recognize that it's very different now. The COVID-19 pandemic has really left people, by and large, feeling anxious, feeling scared. We don't know what's happening next. We're not sure if there's going to be another surge. People are worried about, you know, their jobs and their savings, all sorts of things. And what we have found and what we know research has shown is that when you focus on gratitude, right, and having an attitude of gratitude, it really helps your mental health along with your physical health. And so we wanted to do a show on that, just to, in the midst of whatever people are feeling, you know, sad about not being with their extended family, et cetera, to just take a few moments each and every day to focus in on what you're most grateful for. We know that it can lift your mood, it can boost your motivation, and it's a simple thing to do, just to stop and say, what am I grateful for today? You know, what three things have happened to me today that I can feel grateful for? And I wanted to share that with our listeners, and I'm hoping that our listeners will practice this as well. Just find three things each and every day to be grateful for. So I'm going to share my three things, right? I'm really grateful, Steve, for this partnership that we have with WTIC so that I can thank people for the difference that they're making in the lives of others. I'm very thankful for that. And that includes our donors and our community partners. I want to also give my thanks to all of the essential workers, our healthcare personnel, the folks that keep our grocery stores going so that people have access. All of those essential workers that from the onset of the pandemic through now and into the future are there for each of us. And I also want to give appreciation for the United Way staff and United Way volunteers. Boy, this group of staff and volunteers have just been incredibly innovative and responsive to needs of people. And as a result, we've been able, as a community, again, people who've made a difference in the lives of others, donors, corporations, community partners, our essential workers, our volunteers, our staff. I just want to share what we've accomplished since the pandemic struck in March. Collectively, we've been able to serve more than 11,000 people, and that includes providing emergency funding to community agencies that just kept the focus on children and youth getting academic support through all of the shutdowns, distance learning, hybrid learning. They're keeping the emphasis on getting people connected to job training programs, telehealth, counseling services, and critical emergency services for rent, utility assistance, shelter for people that are struggling with homelessness and domestic violence, and also our support to our regional food bank partners in the state. I'm grateful that among these 11,000 people are more than 900 who've lost their jobs, they've been furloughed, they've had tremendous hardships, and we were able to provide direct financial assistance to them in partnership with town social service directors. Just amazing. We've also been able to make available free financial coaching to help individuals that are struggling financially and also navigating through all of the COVID relief resources that are available, how they can manage their debt and also begin to rebuild savings. Critical thanks to those contributors for face masks. We've distributed more than 30,000 face masks to parents, neighborhood associations, nonprofit agency staff, and clients. I'm grateful that we've had an opportunity to partner with the City of Hartford and others and the hospital on public awareness campaigns, just to be mindful about public health protocol to reduce the spread of the coronavirus, the importance of getting your flu vaccine, and also the importance of getting connected with these financial management services. And again, a special thank you to the volunteers. My goodness, they have sent caring messages to essential workers, homebound seniors. They've created virtual reading opportunities for children and STEM activities for youth. And they've also volunteered, again, all appropriate socially distanced support at food distribution sites and other community events. So I and our community have a lot to be grateful for thanks to all of these contributions.
Yeah, and you know, it really is something, you know, when you think about the way the year has been and the challenges, I'm very grateful, you know, for so many things, but I am grateful that, you know, we've been able to keep the radio station going and stay on track with programs like this. And, you know, even though we're still operating remotely, I'm grateful for the whole gang back at Entercom and their commitment to this kind of thing and making it possible for us to, people have no idea how they pull this off technically. And we are very, very blessed because usually Paul is in the studio with us, but, you know, with family and support and the good Lord above, I have, you know, there are so many things to really be thankful of. And now you're more thankful than ever before. And Paula, I guess one of the things that really has been impressive is the amount of people and the businesses and the volunteers that have still been able to give back so much. How are we doing on that end? And of course, you know, it's the end of the year. And what are some of the things that people need to be looking at as far as as far as where the United Way is going now?
Sure. Well, first, I would just really like to, you know, publicly acknowledge companies like Stanley Black & Decker. They supported our Neighbors in Need emergency fund with the largest corporate gift, $250,000, that just helped people tremendously. I also want to give a shout-out to Bank of America. Bank of America has distributed, through Connecticut United Ways alone, 90,000 face masks. They contacted me. We offered to be to coordinate distribution statewide through United Ways, 90,000 face masks. And they also had their own efforts. So Bank of America, 200,000 face masks overall in the state of Connecticut. Farmington Valley Volunteers. This is a group of volunteers that made hand sewn face masks and donated to us to get to nonprofits, which is tremendous. And we had a great group of volunteers partnering with the school district in New Britain. We made nearly 11,000 face shields that are being used by teachers and students. Again, just tremendous effort. So I want to thank also those that contributed to the Connecticut United Way's COVID Response Fund. Those are the dollars that provided direct emergency financial assistance to people. First foundation in was the Aetna Foundation, followed quickly by Travelers Foundation. So again, our corporate community has been tremendous, and all of the individual contributors, whether you've made face masks, whether you went to our website and contributed online, it all matters. So thank you. And you're right, Steve, we're approaching year end, and I'm just going to make a personal appeal that individuals continue to contribute and be generous. Many of us have so much to be thankful for. Let's share that and let that be our act of gratitude to others. So I'm going to ask that if you have a workplace giving campaign, that you contribute directly to your local United Way. We're on the ground working with community partners, making sure that those dollars are used effectively to help kids succeed, to ensure that families are financially stable, to ensure that people are accessing health services, and again, meeting those most basic needs for food and shelter. You
All right,
can go
before
to our website and give directly online as well.
All right, let me just real quick, and we've only got about a minute or so here, Paul, and it's so important. What about as far as a tax incentive for the end of the year goes?
Yeah, so the 2020 CARES Act, that's the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Social Security Act. If you itemize your donations, you can claim a tax deduction of up to 100% of your adjusted gross income to qualified charities such as ours. If you take a standard deduction, you can do an above-the-line deduction for up to $300 in charitable deductions. So, again, the government recognizes these are trying times, and they want to create and make it easy for people to give and to also receive a tax deduction for that. So use that tax incentive before December 31st.
All right, that's key. I want to, and again, let's give the website one more time, Paula.
Yep, UnitedWayInc.org. That's UnitedWayInc, all one word, .org. Bright red button for donate. Click on that, and you can make your donation safely online.
And, of course, 211, right?
That's right. If you need services or anyone you know needs services, please call 211 or go to the website for 211, and you find an array of health and human services by incredible nonprofit organizations as well as public-funded programs.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Paul. I know it's tough when we're doing these abbreviated programs, but you still find time to get on and share this stuff with us, and it means so much. And I want to say Merry Christmas to you, because it looks like the last show of the year will be the 26th, so that'll be the day after Christmas in December. So Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Okay. Yes. And have a great holiday season to you and to all of the listeners and the whole crew at TIC. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. This is Steve Parker. This has been Paula Gilberto, the president and the CEO, United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, in our Community Connections program. Paula, one more time, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Steve. Take care. Be
you
well.
You too. And give my love to the family. Talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.